Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
They're all difficult challenges like you've seen yesterday at Burnley. It's a very, very difficult game. We go into Swansea, who I know very well, and we had a very good performance against them in the Cup earlier on this season at home. So, again, we know it'll be a tough match, but for us, our performance level's been getting better, and that spirit and mentality in the team is still ever strong. So, this is a real difficult period of games in a short space of time. So we'll look to go on and put in a performance that hopefully merits the 3 points.
And if Liverpool do go on to stage a top four challenge in May, they will look back at that Boxing Day win at Turf Moor as a decisive fixture. Outplayed, but somehow relying on character to pull them through. So it's now about building on what they've got. Swansea tonight at Anfield and Leicester on New Year's Day. They look like crucial home fixtures as the Reds look to re-establish Anfield as a fortress. Liverpool, of course, began 2014 as the form team in the Premier League. They took 3 points in more games from January to May than any other side, but it's been a distant memory, that sort of form, from August to December. So Liverpool, Swansea in the Barclays Premier League. It produced a 4-3 thriller here last season. Liverpool's side for this game tonight shows three changes from the win at Burnley. Emre Can, Javier Manquillo, Alberto Moreno all starting the game. Kolo Touré, Steven Gerrard and Lazar Markovic are on the bench. Mignolet back in goal. The reserve keeper tonight, young Danny Ward, is on the bench. But Mignolet in goal is back three. Can, Skrtel and Sacco. And then the four in midfield, Manquillo on the right-hand side, the wing-back there, Moreno on the left-hand side of the midfield, Lucas and Henderson in the centre. It's Coutinho, Lallana and Sterling up front. Sterling, who's now scored four Premier League goals, that one at Turf Moor just bolstering his tally. For Swansea, it's a strong lineup. Fabianski in goal. Defensively, there's been exceptionally solid this season. One of the best defensive records in the Premier League, and that's been largely down to Lucas Fabianski in goal. He's kept 8 clean sheets. Richards at right back, Fernandez, Ashley Williams, the two centre halves. Left side of the defence, Neil Taylor. Jonjo Shelvey returning. Two in the midfield, him and Leon Britton. Ahead of them is Nathan Dyer, Gylfi Sigurdsson and Wayne Routledge. And then up front, the top scorer in the Premier League for the 2014 calendar year, Wilfred Bony, who scored 20 Premier League goals between January and December. And our referee is Andre Mariner, Liverpool in red, Swansea in all white, and John Aldridge is with me. It's a big, big night at the end of 2014.
Yeah, you're right. It is Sean in the back three. Preferred to before Touré, which is it's interesting. But yeah, it's as we said before, Steve, with Lucas and Henderson and the two wing backs being the Spanish lads.
Lallana attacking the Anfield Road end.
What a good opportunity that was.
Tried to flick a ball out to the right hand side for Manquillo. He's up there attacking. We know how much he loves his attacking role in the game. And at the same time, he's got to make sure he's not caught out.
Yeah.
Andre Mariner blows his whistle. Wilfred Bony gets a free kick in the centre circle. And the ball's played out to the left-hand side.
The game.
Liverpool break now. As Coutinho.
Bit of space for Sterling.
Flips the ball out the left wing. Sterling gets to it, turns, runs at the defender, gets past Fernandes to the dead ball line. Well, sliding look. Challenge comes in and it forces a corner for Liverpool.
Well, that's good. Good play by Raheem. Plenty of cover for Swansea, but first time we've ventured near the 18-yard box. 5 minutes gone, Steve.
0-0.
First corner, and who's on it? Is it Henderson taking the corners?
It's goalless. Jordan Henderson nearly tripped over his own foot as he was tracing backwards to take this corner. Left arm up, spikes one in. Far post, decent header by Skrtel, but it's caught by the keeper, Fabianski. We saw him score here late on in the match against Arsenal. and he replicated the height with which he jumped, but he couldn't get that ball past Lukas Fabianski.
It's a good effort. It's a great corner far post, and he's met it really well, Scale. But unfortunately for him, he's headed it straight at the goalkeeper anywhere else, and it's a goal.
Back comes Swansea down the left side. That might be the second best corner we've seen this season.
It's a real good corner, wasn't it? Not
after the Arsenal one we scored. Emre Can on the right side of the back three to Skrtel. Of course, those three at the back offering much more room for Moreno and Manquillo to push up when the back three have the ball, and Skrtel's got it at the moment and sends a direct one Lovely. Through the centre to the middle of the Swansea half for Sterling, who released it out wide for Moreno. Swansea back off, the ball's into the box, it's a great save by the keeper, it's come back out into the penalty area.
Oh,
the top of the crossbar by Adam Lallana. Well, in the midst of all that, Lukas Fabianski made a fantastic stop. But when it came down to Adam Lallana's opportunity, all he needed to do, I think, was find somewhere in the goal and keep the ball low, and he just couldn't. But a fantastic move by Liverpool. Started with Sterling. The build-up included Moreno left side.
Oh,
the volley was Sterling's as he rushed into the box, wasn't it? But it wasn't to beat Fabianski there.
Lallana's had it. He had to swivel Lallana after the initial shot was saved. He's come back to him. You know, and he's leaning back, you know, head over the ball, it's the target, it's 1-0.
Through the centre for Coutinho, middle of the Swansea half. Two in front of him in Shelvey and Britton, but Coutinho's dribbling the ball around, keeping it himself, rolls it behind Andre Marin of the referee. Henderson picks it up, now he's fired one into the box. Manquillo's in there, heads it across for Lallana, but that's headed away by Ashley Williams. Comes back into the box for Coutinho's shot.
Lovely.
It's low, but it's easy for Fabianski. And they're delving. And you know, for 10 minutes now, they've constantly been probing away in the Swansea final third.
Yeah.
Mignolet takes the kick out. Mignolet, who missed a grand total of just three games in that indefinite absence from goal.
I'm sure Brendan didn't want to say that word indefinite. You know, it's a strong word to say.
It's a big word, isn't it? Yeah. But back now, and there's struggling Fernandes to keep Sterling at bay, as most defenders do in the Premier League, but eventually breaks through, just wraps it low away, but picked up by Sacco.
Well,
again puts the pressure on the Swansea defence. He's played it out to Coutinho, who fires one goalwards, and do you know that could have beaten Lukas Fabianski? Never quite got the bend on it at the end of the day.
Yeah, he got the power, didn't he? It was a good idea. He's asking a lot to beat a goalkeeper of Fabianski's quality, but hey, it was a decent effort. Nice ball, that's a lovely ball by Sacco. He's good on the ball, isn't he?
Down the left side, Moreno takes it on with pace into Lallana's feet, edge of the box, it's opening up, Henderson's in there, squares it, and it's a goal for Alberto Moreno! At close range, Moreno scores his second league goal this season, and Moreno has put Liverpool in front on 32 minutes of this game. It was a delightful move to watch, and it involved quite a few Liverpool players.
None more so than Sacco.
Very good. Sacco started it. Out on the left wing, Moreno contributed, dribbled it infield. Then it went over to the right side of the box, and then the low ball back in. Could be hammered home by Moreno. Keeper got a hand to it, but couldn't keep it out. Liverpool 1, Swansea 0.
I couldn't see. I actually thought the goalkeeper saved it, but he didn't. He had it come on him too quick. He kept it down well, to be fair, Moreno, because it was one of those. Technically, you've got to kick the ball down, and he's done it really well. It's a cracking move. Sacco at first done brilliant. He's done absolutely brilliant, and a lovely weighted ball to Moreno, and then the rest is history, and he becomes the 10th player to be top scorer at Anfield this year, Steve.
Yeah, his other goal was at White Hart Lane, wasn't it?
So there you go, there's another one. Tell the people the stats. Go on.
Right, so we've got, so far at Anfield, Premier League scorers, Sterling, Sturridge, Henderson, Lallana, Gerard Johnson, Skrtel, Coutinho, Chan, and now Moreno. They've all got one goal at Anfield. None of them have got more than one. So they're all joint top scorers. Liverpool 1, Swansea 0. That's what we want to see, as Lucas flights one over the top for Moreno. Wonderful delivery. Coutinho's now involved. He's taken it himself to the dead ball line. Holds it in play, wide on the left. Has it got a goal? And saved on the near post by Fabianski. The Swansea keeper never quite caught out. Coutinho looking to edge it through the smallest of margins.
He did, really. I think he should have really looked at far post. We had three men on the far post, but it's great skill by Coutinho. It really is. Tremendous ability shown there. he sent me the wrong way there, Steve, I think, and he nearly caught the goalkeeper out in his near post corner for Liverpool. And Henderson on it again. His first one was very good, you have to say. Can he replicate it?
Henderson, he's chipped it, whereas the last one was more of a sort of a low.
It's drilled, wasn't it, the last one? It wasn't bad. It's just to the far post again, looking for Skirtle, who I think fouled the goalkeeper.
There's a throw-in for Swansea, left side of the Liverpool penalty area. Plenty of movement in that far corner flag. Throw-in made to the edge of the box. Rebounds out for John Joe Shelvey. Shelvey dribbles it. Lovely run by him into the penalty area. Still going Shelvey. Cross comes Henderson. And he's whacked it against Shelvey. And it's gone out for a goal kick. That looked fantastic, didn't it?
Someone's hurt there. I don't know what happened there. Sean has gone down in the heap. I don't know. He stayed down as well.
Well, Shelvey.
Oh, he's saying it's an elbow.
Dribbling it through.
Oh, I tell you what. John Joe Shelvey's elbowed him. The linesman would have seen that on the other side. He'd have been off. He's actually elbowed him when he's gone past him. It could have been nasty, and the referee's not seeing it. If you see here, he picks his elbow up after, and he smashed him in the face.
Yeah, from that angle. We've just seen one from behind, and we saw Papi Cissé's yesterday.
He'll get three games for that. No, that's what Cissé's got the same, hasn't he?
Look at it from there.
Yeah, he's done. He's done after this game. That's a three-game bander.
Do you know what? I mean,
he can't get away with nothing now, and he's hitting.
He has, hasn't he? First replay didn't quite show it. Then you've seen about three angles.
It's blatantly obvious what he's done. So he might have got away with it on the pitch, but tomorrow I think he'll find out he's going to be banned.
Maybe a headache coming for John Joe Shelvey. He stays on the pitch. Referee Andre Mariner didn't see it, or his officials either side.
It's funny because I was talking to one of my friends, Dave Johnson's mate Tony. His friend has had a bet today, John Joe Shelvey to get sent off. Put £20 on him to get sent off. I don't know what the odds were like, but it's a mad bet.
Shelvey running with it, gives to Boney, now to Dyer. Dyer claiming he was clipped from behind by Moreno. Well, and the referee awards it eventually.
Again,
it took a while.
Moreno, you can't go in for that ball now. He's looking for this sort of area. This is the area where, not far from when Arsenal causes a problem, funny enough, as we've talked about before. You know, a little bit of pressure there, but Manquillo underlined why we panic a bit. He's just, instead of smashing the ball up, he's put it right up in the air, and then Swansea brought it down, and they keep the pressure. We didn't get out of that. And then, you know, Marino's done the same. Don't panic. This is the first real incident that Swansea have had. Well, it is, you know, free kick. It's what? It's about 35 yards out. Sir Gerdson's on it. Could shoot. Or he could prefer to put it far post.
Guilfi Sigurdsson chips it in far post. Two Swansea players. First header is missed. Not quite chipped away fully. Dyer can't get the proper connection on his volley forward. And is caught by Mignolet. But still, there was an opportunity for Swansea there. They didn't take it when it was presented to them.
Well, I think it was, I'm not sure who it was, but it was Sacco panicked there, but it was a decent ball in by Sigurdsson, and they got someone in the far post, and yeah, to be fair to Sacco, that's all he could really do, and then Mignolet took a good catch.
Shelvey punts one forward, Skirtle stops it, then sent back by Chan to his keeper.
Well done.
And Mignolet clears off the floor. He's probably had the game he would have wanted, Simon Mignolet. Not heavily involved, but enough touches of the ball.
Go on,
Coutinho.
Keep
races
going.
Away from his
keep
man
going.
On the march. Coutinho running, great shot!
Oh, fabulous play.
Well, what a lovely strike. Two hands it took from Lucas Fabianski in the Swansea goal to parry it away. And it didn't go either side of him. I think Coutinho had to find one of the corners.
Oh, it's great skill from him. You're right, Steve. It needs to go in the corner, but it's great skill. He's just dropped his shoulder and then he's away. No one can catch him and he's fired in a shot. Fortunately for Fabianski, he was straight down the middle with some power and he's punched it away for a corner. They put the third corner.
How long was that on the stoppage time, John?
I think it'd be a minute, Steve. I didn't see
a minute.
There's
okay.
Nothing
one
happened,
to play.
So it'll be a minute, I think.
One to play, corner to Liverpool. They lead by a goal to nil. Oh, this would make things a lot more comfortable if they could find something here. Ball into Lallana, who attempted to take it on the volley. Just missed it completely, but Swansea have handed it right back to Liverpool for another corner. Well, I suppose you'd want Lallana to be the man to take something like that, wouldn't you?
It's a difficult technique, you know, it's drilled into him, and you know, wrap his leg round it, could be a great goal, but he went through his legs. Another corner, fourth of the half.
Liverpool take the second corner in succession towards Saka. But it's hit white shirts in front of him.
Half-time.
And that sees the whistle blown, and Liverpool lead at half-time, probably deservedly.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Offered much more an attacking
threat. Can I just say, Steve, that corner has hit Sean, and if he gets out of the way, it's a goal. It's a great strike from Skirtle. It really is. And I think it's Emery Sean that stopped it from being 2-0 right on the stroke of half-time.
Well, Liverpool lead 1-0. The goal was from Alberto Moreno. It was a fantastic move, which led to a perfect finish from within the six-yard box. Other than that, Jonjo Shelvey very lucky to stay on the pitch, and I think the FA might charge him tomorrow for an elbow in the face of Emre Can.
Absolutely. Absolutely, mate. Silly. You know, he swung three-game ban. You know, if it happens to Cissé, you know, it's got to be, you know, one for one and one for all type of thing, because the consistency's got to be there, you know, and it's poor from Jonjo Shelvey, that you have to say. But Sean Dunnan, he just stood up to him.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
So Liverpool start with Simon Mignolet in goal. Emre Can, Martin Skrtel, Mamadou Sakho, three centre-halves. Javier Manquillo on the right-hand side as the wing-back, Alberto Moreno on the left-hand side, Lucas and Henderson in the centre, and then further forward, Coutinho, Lallana and Sterling. Wayne Routledge, he tries for pace to try and beat Lucas, and does it easily, and on Skrtel holding
there.
The shirt or the that shorts of the player, Wayne Routledge, and a
panic.
Yellow card for Martin Skrtel.
Such panic.
Oh, well, Wayne Routledge had beaten Lucas and was easily beating Skrtel for pace.
It's rugby tackled him. He's actually rugby tackled him, and there was poor play from us, you know. We were in there half of the time. That's
awful, isn't it? If you watch it again.
Yeah.
He ripped his shorts
very
as well
cynical,
when he did it.
You know, very cynical. He's nodding his head as though he shouldn't have got a yellow card. That's five yellow cards. I think he gets to the ban, isn't it?
Him and Gerrard both on the cusp of that, is that right? We'll check that in a minute.
He might miss the Leicester game. I might be wrong.
We'll check it in 1 second for you after this free kick has been taken by Swansea.
He's ripped his shorts off.
That's what I'm saying to you. He dived on him from such a distance. He's grabbed a big portion of his shorts. And if you look at it now, I mean, everyone's... the wolf whistles as he takes his shorts off. You do have to think to yourself, that sort of behaviour is not really acceptable in a game,
is it?
Not
well. You very rarely see it, don't you?
Not like that. I mean, that was blatant. It wasn't alongside shoulder to shoulder, wasn't it? It was diving from behind. It's Sigurdsson ball in, Bodie's header, and it's saved on the line by Simon Mignolet. Excellent set piece by Swansea.
Again, there's no one near Boney. He's in between two of our centre halves, and God, they were a lot better.
Clearance out from Mignolet, not that strong, but it does find its way to Coutinho on the halfway line. Ashley Williams just throws a leg in, and then it comes out of play, and it will be a Swansea throw-in.
One thing at least, Skirtle can have New Year's Eve out now, can't he?
Oh, he is. Is that confirmed?
Out.
He's
walked in.
Oh, it's gone in!
Yeah!
A mistake by the keeper. Tried to clear it away. Bastard against Adam Lallana on the edge of the Swansea penalty area, and it rebounds right over the top of Fabianski and into an empty net.
Well,
he couldn't do that again if he tried, but Adam Lallana was the man who was pressing and asking questions, and it's now Liverpool 2, Swansea 0 with a big slice of luck.
Well, it is, isn't it? It really is. For 1 minute they're going, you know, down our end, and it's a massive foul from Skrtel. And next minute, it's a ball back to the keeper, and Lallana, to be fair, he's closed the keeper down, and he's hit it against them. Dead lucky he's gone in, but well done, Adam Lallana, hey. If you're not in there, don't take a raffle ticket. You never win the lottery, do you? And he'll take that. And he's probably now our top goal scorer now at Anfield with two, Steve. It's put an end to your notion.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all done and dusted, that.
Yeah, no, it's all about being professional from here now, and you know, try and get a four, playing the right game, no need to panic.
Lallana scores Liverpool's second. Henderson tries to flick one off his chest, picked up by Dyer. chasing down the right side. He's floated one in. It's gone right behind Boney. Chan misses the header. Routledge then puts it far post. Boney's there. Goal. Headed back towards goal. Sigurdsson scores.
That's a terrible goal.
From within the six-yard box.
A terrible, terrible
looking
goal.
Really defensively weak, Liverpool there. Sigurdsson left-footed, side-footed into the near side post. And just a minute after Liverpool gained a fortress goal at the other end, Swansea have now cut the margin to one goal again. It was the cross in from the right-hand side. Chan missed his header. It was then put back into the box. Sacco then headed it into the path of Sigurdsson, who
finished.
Swansea again, Boney's shot, keeper saves brilliantly, followed up by Routledge, but that's defensively cleared by Chan, and then Sacco takes it out of play, does he, for a corner. Well, almost making it 2-2.
Again, it underlines our defensive frailties, I'm afraid. Really, really poor. I've gone from laughing at the goal, it was a shocker from their point of view. Oh, and they've nearly made it 2-2. A good save from Simon Mignolet.
Sigurdsson corner, flicked header away from the Liverpool penalty area. Moreno lost it, now he's got it back. There's only two back for Swansea. Moreno's running with the ball, and now Sterling's joined him. And there's three against three, and Henderson crosses into the box. Sterling! Off the inside of the post.
Great play from Liverpool.
The post denies Raheem Sterling, who met it first time, left side of the penalty area, beats Fabianski, but not the post, and it keeps at bay. And it remains Liverpool 2, Swansea 1.
What a move, deserved the goal. Great going forward, awful at the back, aren't we? Great, great play from Liverpool, great ball by Henderson. Raheem Sterling's very unfortunate. But what a calamity at the back for their goal. It was actually Sacco who's had the ball across the face of it. He's had a good game up till then. He's panicked with Boney, and he's just had the ball across the face of his goal. And madness, and it's game on again now again.
Sacco and Lucas combine. And Sacco with the outside of his boot. Rolls one into the centre for Skirtle.
It's good balling.
Skirtle up to Lallana.
Coutinho was on there, just didn't.
Coutinho, lovely back flick. Lallana's come through. Sterling's made a dart. Lallana will want to take it all himself.
Yes!
Special, special goal. Adam Lallana at the heart of it. And he's looked so dangerous in that area just outside the Swansea box.
That's a great goal, Stevie.
But he finished that with absolute coolness. Yeah. Liverpool 3, Swansea 1. He had the options of using Sterling or even Coutinho, but Adam Lallana knew that that was his moment, and he drilled it left-footed across the face of the Swansea keeper, Lucas Fabianski. Wow, there was no stopping it.
What awareness from Coutinho. What a back heel. And the finish is sublime, it really. Coutinho opened it up, it's magnificent, and he's got a lot to do. He goes past two players like they're not there at Milan and tucks it away beautifully. Thankfully, we got a two-goal cushion. Now defend for the next 10 minutes, will you? Because they're opening up, we'll have more chances. I did say we wouldn't finish 2-1. Thankfully, we've got the third goal. It was a great goal, you have to say. What a super, super strike. Great movement from Liverpool all round, and clinical as you can be.
I think Lallana has really enjoyed his day, hasn't he?
Great touch.
Here's Lallana, lovely ball around the back. It's Sterling, he's got around the keeper, but he can't drive it into goal from that sort of
brilliant
angle.
Lallana.
And hits the side netting, and once again, Adam Lallana, top of his game, putting Raheem Sterling into a possible position to make it 4-1.
Well, when you buy someone for 20 million plus, you know, you want to see them show their ability, the class, and Lallana has shown quite a bit this season, but we're starting to see it at 100% today.
Free kick, Jordan Henderson takes into a dangerous area, come all the way through, but no one finds the finish. The clearance from Key, and blasted against Coutinho, and he's kept it in play, and he's found some space left side of the box, given to Sterling. Sterling trying to tee it up for Coutinho, tries to square it in near post, it's come out, and now it's maybe Skirtle. He blasted over the top of the crossbar. Well, with the help of a deflection off Taylor at the same time.
I tell you, I think the Swansea defence are tiring because they've had to do a lot of defending tonight, especially second half, and we had three opportunities there. Great play from Coutinho, Sterling again, and it's one block, two blocks. It just didn't fill for the Liverpool player. Skirtle's final shot was deflected over the top for the corner, and Henderson to take, I think, what's that, about eighth corner. I don't think Swansea's at the corner, or maybe just the one. Outswinger.
Henderson, he's been much better as a corner taker today.
But it's
over!
it's in.
And Liverpool refine the form of last season as they hit four past Swansea in a rout here at Anfield. Jordan Henderson's corner deflected off a head, maybe even an own goal, but Liverpool full quality for the four goals they've scored tonight. Liverpool 4, Swansea 1, and without the captain on the field, they're doing the business and they're keeping going and offering more and more of a threat all the time. Swansea just can't contain Liverpool at present.
Yeah,
Liverpool
4, Shelby Swansea on goal. 1. Shelby on goal. Glad he didn't get sent off now. Yeah, it's a great flick near post from him. That's 4-1, and the game should be over now, of course, but it'd be interesting. We get another goal, we go above Swansea on goal difference, don't we? I think, am I right?
There's Coutinho with a ball up to the left wing for Sterling, who attacks the Swansea box. Sterling on the right foot, went for the near post, save Fabianski.
All right, good effort, well played. Again, Coutinho linking up well with Sterling. Made the space, went for the near post. And probably should have gone to the far post, but it was a good effort.
Swansea pass it out the left wing, cross into Liverpool's box. Awkward header back by Henderson, right. But that should be straightforward.
Again,
but
there's no leadership.
Catches.
I know it's easy, but look, there's two or three, there's three going for that one ball. No one's shouting for the ball, no one communicating. And it's little things like that where we bring things onto ourselves.
Oh, Liverpool can get a fifth if they want one. And here's Manquillo, right side of the box, crosses in, gets a deflection out to Coutinho. Will he have his name on the score sheet tonight? No, he's shot goalwards, but it's gone over the top of the crossbar.
Marino's made a great run as well, Steve. He should have just rolled Marino in. And he's gone for the glory, which, you know, his performance warrants a goal tonight. He's been outstanding.
Now, ball up to Sterling. Sterling cutting out wide to the right side. Fernandez trying to push him out of play, manages to hold him off. Then Sterling pushes him over the hoardings, and Fernandez complains. Oh, and there's a strike of the arm, and Fernandez hit Sterling on the back of the head, and then Sterling just seemed to throw the arm back out. I'll tell you what, the pair of them, if that had happened in the middle of the pitch, there would have been a problem.
He's lucky. He's got to learn how to temper that. He can't do that. I'm just hoping that he doesn't get done as well. if Shelby gets done. I don't know.
It's Gylfi Sigurdsson, edge of the penalty area. Chips one through. Gomez is in there.
Close
two
him
players
down.
In front of him. Oh, he went for goal and it hit the top portion of the crossbar. Comes back out for Swansea. Chipped it again. Gomez once more misses the scissor kick and it goes out of play. Well, everyone absolutely static as Gomez took that first effort and it hit the top left corner between the crossbar and the stanchion.
You know, it's good play from him, isn't it? You know, he's worked it, but again, you've got to get closer, haven't you? I don't know. You've just got to get close. You can't allow a shot. That's great ability from him, you have to say.
So Moreno nearly grabs that off his man. Now it's Coutinho who does it. Again, Liverpool are pressing the Swansea box. Coutinho, left edge of the area, onto his right foot. Chips it short for Markovic, he'll tee it up for Henderson to shoot. I'm not sure Fabianski knew where that shot was coming from. Henderson just wasn't on target with his effort. It hit the hoardings left side.
Yeah, it's good play. He struck it well, didn't get the direction. Worth a shot.
We talked about the formation before the game.
Yeah.
And we said he probably wouldn't want to change 3-4.
No. Actually, you've got to keep it going. You've just got to keep the continuity in football, you know. They're happy. They know what job they have to do now in this system to make chances. And it's worked well since he's gone to this 3-4-3 type of formation, you know, good plays. And it's brought on, more importantly, it's brought on the likes of Coutinho and Lallana because they can express themselves more in this system. And subsequently, we've got results and got goals.
Oh, lovely pass by Swansea forward to Routledge, who takes the shot and misses the target. Mignolet guessed the right way with his dive.
He did. It all opened up again, didn't it? And he smashed him. I tell you what, he's cracked. That's not far away, Routledge. He's done all right to him since he's come on for him. I don't know the sound Mignolet had it covered, but good ball by Key. Let's see. No, at the target, that's a goal. Good effort. Barini's going to come on by looks like.
Balotelli chasing into Fabianski, forced a weak clearance away. Coutinho wins it. And then adds pressure on
today.
The Swansea defence. Balotelli gets it, rolls it to the edge of the box for Markovic, gives it back to Balotelli underneath his feet, tries to shuffle out a shot.
Lucky.
Just about saved by the keeper Fabianski.
Well done.
And then cleared away.
Again, good interplay by Coutinho, who's been brilliant. And then Markovic, and then Balotelli, and Coutinho's coming off, and he'll get a rousing reception because he's been brilliant tonight.
Well, how good, yeah.
Lallana scored two goals, which puts him slightly in front, but this lad has had his best game of the season for us as well. Him and Lallana have been brilliant. It's hard to pick a man of the match, you know.
Well, John, you may as well do it now. Barini's coming on for Coutinho. You've got 20 seconds. Go on. Look, I won't have a go.
I've just got to go to Lallana because he scored two goals. But Coutinho was fabulous. I'm sorry. You know, goal scorers, Union's got involved there, you know what I mean? But he's been fantastic, the lad.
Adam Lallana, given the most range man of the match. Sigurdsson. And then over to the right-hand side, a late attack by Angel Rangel and Swansea. Completely undone by Liverpool tonight. Gomez, edge of the box, hit the post before and went for the left side this time and missed the target.
He's done well for him since he's come on, Gomez. He's done a lot better than Boney, to be fair. And I'll tell you what, that had the goalkeeper beaten. That was not far away at all, Steve. You see here, he's turned easy and he's just bent it. With Mignolet beaten there.
Williams sprays one over to the right side. Infield now for Shelvey. And Shelvey gives back to Williams on the edge of his penalty area. Key picks up for visitors. Liverpool 4, Swansea 1. And I think John touched on it pre-match. Second half of this season just surely is going to be better than the first.
Yeah. Can't be any worse, can it, really? And this shows you, how far we've come, like Swansea, that's a full-time whistle. And not a bad side, and going forward, we've been very creative. And been excellent. All right, deficiencies at the back, you can say, but, excellent team performance today.
Liverpool finished 2014 with two wins back-to-back. And it's two wins which push them up to eighth in the Barclays Premier League. And they're now just 5 points behind fourth place. The majority of the Liverpool team stay on the pitch to celebrate with each other. Mario Balotelli cuts a lone figure into the tunnel.
He's frustrated maybe, but he doesn't warrant a place. He doesn't warrant a place at the moment, and he won't. The manager's got to keep with what he's got there. And he's just got to get up. When he comes off the bench, he's just got to show that he can get some goals and earn his corn. Certainly, because there's no way back for him at this present time.
So, Liverpool 4, Swansea 1. There's no doubt, John, that this is the form that they need at home. They need to start replicating the dominance between now and May.
There's something to work with for the manager, isn't he? Okay. We're never going to be great in defence, underlining what I said before, but at least, we start scoring goals, being clinical up top, then it'll get us up the table, no end, but there's a lot of work still to be done by the manager. A couple of, hopefully, if he can do something in the window, then, it'll do wonders for us, on the back of the last couple of results, and, going on a little bit of a run now. Hopefully normal service-ish will be resumed. It's never going to be any, without Suarez, it's never going to be fantastic as it was last year. But, with Sturridge coming back, hopefully, we haven't heard nothing, but hopefully in the next couple of 3 weeks, and then he's got to look at the Barini situation, the manager. He's got to look at the Balotelli situation, and we've got young Sterling through the middle now who's getting better and better. So, there's some positives. There's a lot of positives now, yeah.
Liverpool build this front three of Lallana, Coutinho, Sterling. It sort of becomes more and more solidified with each other. And then Daniel Sturridge comes back.
Well, that's it.
What do you make of it? How do you deal with the makeup of the side then?
It lifts you. All of a sudden you've got more options. You've got Sturridge there with Sterling off him, or Coutinho now who's having his best form since last year. Lallana, we've seen a little bit of Markovic. All of a sudden, we've seen nothing of that. For months, and all of a sudden the manager will have a little bit of a problem, but a nice problem, that you'll have quality and options coming off the bench, and as I said before, I can see Sterling, whether it's tucked in behind Sturridge or going back wide, you know, but certainly up top as a two, he can be potent. You know, you got Coutinho can play left wing, you know, and Lallana can play at right, at left, and Markovic the same. So yeah, it's it could bode well. It could.
I think we knew last season with Coutinho just what a little gem we had, but perhaps at the beginning of this season we didn't see as much of it. But then, you know, against Arsenal and against Swansea today, you're seeing a player who's dictating things.
Yeah, and certain parts of Burnley, he couldn't get into the game at Burnley as much, but certainly he'd never done bad. He's thriving at the moment. His movement, his touching, and the way he's running the plays now, it's just brilliant to watch. You know, he's a little magician. You know, again, you know, as he was last year. You know, it was, as I said before, really close man of the match, because I thought he was going to give it in, but when someone gets two goals, and Lallana was brilliant as well, wasn't he? Shaded it, only because of the goals, shaded it.
So your Motorange man of the match, Adam Lallana, just a final touch. You couldn't get a more contrasting calendar year in two halves, could you, from what we've seen of Liverpool as we close 2014?
Just the first half was some of the stuff we've seen was, when we went on that 11-game winning run, it was just the best I've seen, you know, at Anfield. You know, some of the games were just amazing. Blowing teams away at will. And then going from that extreme to a massive hangover, which could have been mentally, you know, what happened, and losing the two strikers who were pivotal, 50 goals, and not being able to work a system where we scored goals and we were leaking goals for fun. But you know, I give Brendan credit the last, you know, since he's come up with this system, because it was like washing paint dry, wasn't it? And he knew something had to be done, you know. And he took a chance and said to Raheem, go up there and move defences, press them back, you know, don't take away the pressure of us, teams coming on to us, and it's starting to happen well for us. Hopefully it continue. Leicester, you know, with all due respects, next game you'd like to think we. They've just won the last away game. Don't take nothing for granted. Touch them with the utmost respect and go out and beat them. Get 9 points out of nine.
Post-match.
The last 2 to 3 weeks, the performance level has been much more what we were, as you say, over the course of the last 18 months. Been a lot of work, a lot of hours going in, trying to find a tactical idea that's going to allow us to get back to that. And obviously it wasn't traditional, because we're having to play a young guy who's a winger, that striker. But I think the shape of the team causes other teams problems. And when you have the players that want to go and press the ball and work as hard as they did tonight, and then they've got the quality then to back that up, then you can be a really hard team to play against. And that's how it's been for us. So apart from a ridiculous spell of about 7-8 minutes whenever we scored the second goal, when we gave the ball away cheaply and concede it, and then tried our best to give them another goal. Apart from that, it was a real dominant performance, I felt.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're here for you. Claim now at hampsonhughes.com.